This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have worked very hard, the President has worked very hard to implement a strategy when it comes to the border that is humane, safe, and has orderly enforcement. We've tried to make sure that we continue to deal with this in a humane, orderly way. We're going to continue to implement a strategy that is humane, that is safe, and that is orderly as it relates to enforcement. And so the President's going to continue to be committed, make sure we do this in a humane way, make sure that we do this in a safe and orderly fashion.
Welcome, everybody. I want to make sure that you are being treated humanely and that you feel that things are being done in a safe, orderly fashion here on the Kevin Jackson Network. That was a mashup of the same nonsense that KJP Karine Jean-Pierre is saying about Joe Biden's border policy. But let me tell you, Biden does have a strategy for the border, and that's what scares most Americans. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That's what's scary. Who's pulling the strings? It's not Joe Biden. And what is the agenda of the persons pulling the string? What do they want for the United States other than our devastation and doom? And we can't even trust SCOTUS, a 6-3 lead we're supposed to have in the Supreme Court of the United States. And we get Justice Roberts and Barrett Coney or whatever her name is, these rhinos. I mean, George Bush gave us Roberts, and he has let us down on Obamacare and other things, but now this. It didn't matter a couple of his other votes because we could at least be 5-4, but we're 6-3, and we can't we lose 4-5? How does this happen? And Joe Biden, how many wars do you want, man? You're fighting Russia? He doesn't know which side of the fight he wants to be on that deal, whether he wants Israel or Hamas. Hamas. Hamana. But the Democrats call us warmongers. Joe Biden is fighting. He challenged Putin to a war, and by proxy, he's fighting in Ukraine. He doesn't know which side of the war he wants to be on with Israel and Hamas. He's got a potential war brewing with Iran. He's got one. Is he going to protect Taiwan if China invades? No. He's already said he believes in a one China policy. But he's willing to start a civil war with Texans. Well, I just don't go around here, buddy. Law dog. Law don't go around here. How many wars does this man want? The warmongers are the Democrats. Will it, look, and do you want to talk about the optics of fighting? Look, if you want to pick on New Hampshire and pick a fight with New Hampshire, people will probably be like, you know what? I don't even know where New Hampshire is. Go beat them up, Joe Biden. Who are we going to fight? Canada? Yeah, go beat them up. But you want to pick a fight with Texas? I wonder if Texas, if I were the governor, I would say, you know what? We're not sending any more money to the Fed. Texas money stays in Texas. We got to prepare for war. Up in here, the South shall rise again. And let me tell you something. If you were to fight Texas right now, black folks would be fighting for the South. I didn't say South. I said South. Because, yeah, we would be fighting for the South. I would pack up right now, go to Texas and pick up my musket and go to town. What you going to do, Joe Biden? What you gonna do when they come for you, bad boys? Yeah, buddy. Texas, buddy, keep that money. Don't let that money go to the Fed. And, you know, it's funny that in evaluating this situation with the whole border thing, and we got a lot to talk about today. We're not just going to be talking about the border, but we got a lot of stuff to talk about. For Democrats to do this is amazing. Texas, how dare you defend yourself? Why doesn't Governor Abbott just follow the California model and allow illegals to have more rights than citizens? Texas, why you got to be so contrary? This is an insane plan to violate the rights of Texas. Apparently, Biden needs a new enemy. He doesn't have enough. Or, I don't know, maybe they polled it and said, you know what? We can't win Texas. We can't turn them blue. But how about we do this, Mr. Biden, President? How about we go to war with them? And Joe Biden said, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. Speaking of which, we got Joe Biden. He's talking on different stuff. Let me let you hear this clown. Let me let you hear Joe Biden, the president, who was put in a coup that the Democrats want to be the leader of the free world, and some of them want him to have a second term.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this fine. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why.
You know, that Biden did that is not what's most concerning to me. It's that people laughed, and they don't even know why they're... Was it nervous laughter? Welcome back, folks. This is a guy, he's incoherent. You don't know what he's saying, what he's doing. You don't know what's in his brain. Then he wants to go start a civil war with the Texans. Have you looked at Texas GDP? I talked about it in the first hour. Texas has almost a $2.5 trillion GDP. It would be the ninth largest country in the world if it stood on its own. Texas doesn't need Joe Biden. Texas has all kinds of cool stuff. If it nationalized, if it said we're going to form our own country and it nationalized all the stuff and started transferring everything over, it would probably double its GDP because we would be charging these other folks for stuff. I mean, can you? I lived in Texas. I know what we had. Plenty of land. We could do it all. If we keep Mexico at bay, we got it all. Texas, man, how dare he? And Joe Biden, and Texas is just going off the reservation trying to protect its citizens. Longest border, I think we have probably the longest border with Mexico of any state. I don't know, it's California. I mean, California's got a few places, but Texas has a ton. Anyway, he's got to make a... In order for him to get any traction, Joe Biden, I'm going to tell you what he's got to do. He's got to find a scapegoat. And Joe Biden's got a lot of bad optics here. Number one, he picked a state that people like, a state that's doing the things the right way, a state that is actually dealing with the problem that it wants to address more than probably any other state. Unquestionably, Arizona's got problems, but nothing like Texas. New Mexico's got problems, but they got a Democrat chick governor that doesn't know, you know, crap from Shinola. And then, of course, there's Gavin Newsom, who welcomes all the illegal activities. So, Abbott knows. So they pick it on a state that's really dealing with it, and then they pick it on a cripple.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When it comes to the border, he's turning this into a political stunt.
So says Corinne Jean-Pierre of Texas Governor Abbott. It's a political stunt. This whole border issue, it has no legitimacy. What are you talking about? Millions of people are coming over here sucking off the taxpayers, invading the country, gotaways, terrorists, fentanyl overdoses, etc. It's a political stunt is what it is. Yeah, Abbott's got to be the bad guy. That's what I'm telling you. You can't have a protagonist, that would be Joe Biden, the good guy, unless you have an antagonist, that would be the bad guy. And as we've learned in bizarro world of leftism, the bad guy is the guy trying to do the good thing. And the good guy is the guy trying to do the bad thing. Biden uses Putin on the international front, demonizes the guy at every turn. Here's what I will tell you. 99.9999% of America doesn't know anything about Putin except he's the leader of Russia. They don't know his background, good or bad. If you said, did you know that Putin was in the equivalent of the CIA, the KGB? I didn't know that. No.
Did you know that Putin was educated and blah, blah, blah? Did you know that? You know, nothing. Look how much I know. I'm in the business. I'm having to think about what do I know. They're not studying Putin. Let's play the rest of that clip.
There was footage yesterday of Border Patrol cutting some of the razor wire that Texas had installed. Governor Abbott has vowed to reinstall it. They have his borders are has pictures of people taking fresh razor wire after the border to reinstall it. Is there now a federal policy of removing the barriers that Texas is installing?
So here's what I'll say. I would have to look into that. I did see those reports yesterday, but as it relates to Governor Abbott, we know what he has done. These past couple of years while this president has been in office, he's turned this, when it comes to the border, he's turned this into a political stunt. And that's what he's done over and over again. That's what I can speak to. I did see those reports. I would have to go back and get a sense from the team.
Tell you what, that crippled governor in Texas, that Greg Abbott, he is a menace. He's a menace and want to protect his citizens. He's worse than Putin. No, I tell you what. He's worse than Donald Trump. You know, Joe Biden's domestic whipping boy. What has Trump done to earn the ire of Joe Biden? Have you asked yourself this? Well, let me tell you what he's done. Donald Trump threatens to destroy the deep state swamp rats and make America great again, and he deserves to go down for that. He's got to be destroyed at all costs. Because for Biden and other leftists, Donald Trump represents the biggest existential threat to mankind. That is, when global climate change doesn't represent the biggest existential threat to mankind. Wait, hold on. That is when the working class conservative white man is not the biggest existential threat to mankind. Yeah, if those two things don't happen, then it's Donald Trump that's the biggest existential threat to mankind. And a threat to democracy, which, of course, the United States is not. So Joe Biden has a new Dr. Evil. The man in a wheelchair who wants to help his constituents, the citizens of Texas, from an invasion. Texas Governor Greg Abbott must be stopped at all costs because, I already told you, he represents the biggest existential threat to mankind. Well, as long as Donald Trump doesn't represent the biggest existential threat to mankind, which means we got to not let climate change represent the biggest existential threat to mankind. And, of course, those crazy white boys in the Midwest, working class white boys, which, of course, exhibit toxic masculinity and represent the biggest existential threat to mankind. Dr. Evil. Greg Abbott. Because Joe Biden and the Democrats, folks, they want an invasion. There is no other conclusion you can come to when you view their actions and you hear their rhetoric. I have paid attention to these people. They have redefined illegals to the softer term of migrant. As if calling them migrants lessens what they actually are. Far worse, folks, illegals are practically immune to criminal prosecution, even for violent crimes. And when I tell you that illegals get better treatment than citizens of the United States, I am not exaggerating it one bit. The left will let these people out of jail, keep you in jail, because they want to skew the statistics. Look at how bad these citizens are compared to the illegals. The illegals come here and they're so much better. You want to know who the best citizens of the United States are? I mean, outside of conservatives. People who come here legally and then they get their citizenship, they go through all the rigmarole, as my grandmother said. You got to go through a lot of rigmarole. they go through all the rigmarole. And now don't you white people try that, because I want to remind you, I said rigor, Moreau. So don't y'all try it, just in case you get a slip of the tongue. Anyway, they go through all the rigor, Moreau. See, I can say it fast. I got this down. And then they get that citizenship sworn in. And I'm going to tell you, I've only seen it a couple of times on TV. I've never seen it live. But I would love to stand out in front of the courtroom when people are sworn in to get their citizenship after all the rigmarole they got to go through. I'm sorry, all the R-word marole that they got to go through. Some of y'all will get that. But when they get that and then they're just so excited. They cannot believe they're citizens of the United States. All that they went through. Now I want you to compare and contrast that to the ones who cross the border, cut through some razor wire, and get here. No celebration. Living, as they say, under the radar. These migrants. Yeah, they're illegal. And let me tell you something. I have looked for the tired and the poor, you know, in the huddled masses yearning for freedom, and I don't see them. I see a bunch of young studs that could look like they're... I said the other day, I was talking about, maybe I wrote about it, but I said, when you look at the line of illegals coming in this country, it looks like waiting on, like at a New York City nightclub, like they're just waiting to get in. The doorman won't let them in yet. They don't look like they're raggedy and missing meals and stuff. Because they're not. You're not going to find them. They're young, fit, able-bodied, young men, some women. And as we played earlier, one of the guys, they found this guy got out of prison and he's a terrorist. He's a bona fide certified terrorist. You know what he was in prison for? Blowing stuff up. He's sitting at the border waiting and somebody's filming him. And he goes, you wait and see. I'll get you. You wait. You'll know who I am. You're too stupid to know who I am. Then the guy's like, no, I'm not. Documenting the terror was sneaking in on Biden's watch. Crazy folks. Civil war in Texas brewing. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The 2024 presidential campaign is shifting to South Carolina.
The primary is next month, Saturday, February 24th.
The people in New Hampshire are really good to us, but let me tell you, when we got off the plane, it's a great day in South Carolina!
Nikki Haley, telling Fox News, regardless if she wins her home state or not, she plans on continuing through the primary process. She tells America's Newsroom,
only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. You can't go and discount all of those voters who want to vote in this election.
Former President Trump's attorneys indeed will be making a motion to dismiss election interference charges brought against him in Georgia. His lawyers cite an alleged improper romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and special prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
New Yorkers spoke out about the border, and they're not happy because it's been brought to their attention by Eric Adams, their mayor, that they can't sustain the little bit of illegal action that they're getting. And it makes me chuckle because these are sanctuary cities that wanted this. These are people that supposedly wanted it. But when they talk to the rank and file, you find out that they don't. Listen to these New Yorkers sound off about illegal immigration.
It wouldn't be happening with a different president, of course, a different administration, and it shouldn't be happening at all, but it should go back. They should put them all at the White House, out front of the White House.
The border is a federal responsibility. To think otherwise is foolish. Who's responsible for it? One person. And one administration. Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden should get up off his and do something about it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That should scare the Democrats for sure, because that's rank and file people. That's the taxi drivers and the garbage workers and people like that. That's not the elites. They want you to hear a different story. That's people that get it. They're sick of it. It's finally filtering down. And you notice they said things like, wouldn't be a happening with a different president. Who would that be? Just out of curiosity, who is it that stopped immigration at the border? One guy says, it's a federal government's responsibility. It falls on one guy. Who did he blame? Joe Biden. See, this is what we haven't been able to do for a long time, to get things down to that granular level where people get it, where they're talking about it. Welcome again. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We have an opportunity here all over the country to pick up Senate seats, House seats, governorships, legislatures, to take it over. And I'm just going to tell you, it requires people that are willing to get in there. I know we hear this term a lot. Roll up your sleeves, but get the work done. You gotta want to run. You gotta want to be a part of the process. I know I don't, but I'm doing my part this way. But you gotta get involved. Leftists will get involved. We think it's just going to all work itself out. Leftists will get involved. You have got to get involved. Now, I'm not telling you, some of you, I know who you are. You're like me. Your life is on cruise control. I'm not going to tell you my life's on cruise control, but I know y'all's are. And you don't want to rock the boat and get involved, but you got to help those who are willing to do it. So my hope is that we take advantage of the time that we're in right now. There is no other time we will have this big of a difference, an imbalance between them and us. This is the time. What else we got? What's this clip? Joe Biden wanted to teach Trump a lesson on teaching Trump a lesson. I think that's Joe Biden showing his nuttiness, isn't it? Let's just play it.
We'll teach Donald Trump a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the men in America unless you want to get the benefit.
Hey, let's play that clip. Donald Trump was one of the few guys, he'll tell you exactly what he's going to do. This is an older clip, but it's Donald Trump talking to Chuck Schumer, and he's saying, I'll shut the government down over the border.
None of us have said.
You want to know something?
You said
okay,
it.
Okay, you want to put that
you
away.
You said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely.
Fair enough. And I am proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country.
God, you gotta love it. See, Schumer's thinking he's gonna be. I'll back him down. And Trump's like, you know what? I'll do it. That's what you like about him. You haven't seen me have to do something like that, but I'm gonna tell you, the people that are my loyal listeners, that are my fans and friends, I'll tell you why you're here. I mean, obviously, I'm good at what I do. Now, let me tell you why you're here. There's that. I got to entertain you and I have to educate you. But you know that I'm telling you the truth. You know, I would back it up. If I were Trump, I'd say the same thing. I'd say, let me tell you something. I don't give a crap about the politics of shutting down this government. You are doing everything. The reason why we're having to shut it down is because you keep allowing millions of people to come in here and live tax-free on our citizens. I will happily shut it down. I'll be doing them a favor. That's what I'd be talking about. I want you to understand what's happening in this country. Now, I'm going to use E. Jean Carroll because we've been talking about this crazy woman for quite some time. Everybody on the left knows that woman is a lunatic. I'm going to give you a little bit of history on E. Jean Carroll. And now, this is where I'm glad because we're not just talking bored. I like mixing this stuff in. One of my friends did research on E. Jean Carroll and found out she's accused many men of rape. I don't know if you guys know this, or sexual assault, however you want to look at it. Including a babysitter's boyfriend. She accused a dentist of rape. She accused a camp counselor of rape. She accused an unnamed college person, I'm going to guess it was a man, a date, supposedly. She accused an unnamed boss of rape. She accused the CBS executive Les Moonves, who got fired over it because they said it was a pattern of it, whatever. It was the same time as around when Matt Lauer got let go. And of course, she accused Donald Trump. Now, let me just count those. Babysitter's boyfriend, Dennis, camp counselor, unnamed college date, unnamed boss, Les Moonves, and Donald Trump. Seven men, and you know what they wouldn't let Trump do at her at his court case? They wouldn't let him play the clips of her talking about rape is whatever. It's a Spanish, it's sexual or whatever. I don't know what she said, but we have the clip. We've played it on here before. Let me put it to you this way: it was in no way would it indicate that she was suffering, that she was having some traumatic experience. Now, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this in the context of what leftists are willing to do. They are willing to take this bimbo, this skank, put her front and center, and try to convince the world, and have convinced some people, that Donald Trump's a bad guy, that he went into some public locker room, did this rape fantasy with whatever, which she claims, you know, of course, we know she was so traumatized. She watched Donald Trump's show, not seethingly angry, but it was one of her favorite shows. There is nothing about this that makes any sense. And yet, the Democrats try to sell it. So, when you look at the border, and we've talked about it, when you look at this situation and you say to yourself, how does it make sense? It doesn't. The only way this makes sense is if you want to do it, if you're trying to do it. It's like the price of gasoline. You go, why are you emptying the Strategic Petroleum Reserve? Why are you making us dependent upon foreign oil? Why have you stopped doing this when we had gasoline down to a low price, when people were happy to do it? It was generating loads of revenue. And I could give you a lot of reasons why. You can't get rid of the grid, yada, yada, yada. Why are you destroying this? Why are you scuttling coal plants and things like this? As the price of electricity goes up, as the price of gasoline goes up, and the only thing, conclusion you can come to, they want to do it. It is their stated goal. Barack Obama said, we have to drive prices to $7, $8, $10 a gallon so people will stop using internal combustion cars. Then they go to EVs. And what have we learned about EVs? I hope you don't live in the cold, because the machines don't work. You get a fraction of the battery life. I'm talking about the charging stations don't work. You get a fraction of the battery life that the car says. So, I mean, is it a practical way to get around? Sure. If you want to buy yourself a $90,000 car that, you know, you go 50 miles recharge and you're doing it booting around town, fine. It's got great advantages like that. It has no advantages on the highway. And I'm not trying to make this about that. I'm just telling you, these people are liars. When they talk to you about the border, it is not because they want to solve a problem. Joe Biden now suddenly, he's Mr. If they give me what I want in Congress, then I'll support the border initiative. Why would you support the border initiative anyway? You have towns screaming. This mayor of El Paso, Texas, listen to what he had to say.
I'll be honest with you, I believe 100% he does bear some responsibility for this crisis. I haven't heard from anybody in the administration. The president hasn't put out a statement, the vice president, I haven't heard from anybody. Nobody has bothered to call me, anyone in the city staff saying, hey, this is the federal government. We know what you're going through. We're worried about you. This is our plan of action. Nothing. We're here abandoned. We're on the border. We're asking for help. This is unacceptable. Please, just enforce the laws that are on the books.
I said El Paso, I meant Eagle Pass. That was the mayor. Hispanic guy going, look, we can't forego this. We can't keep this up. Enforce the laws.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
November of 2024, binary. And on the other side, you've got someone who has said that if he were back in office, he would weaponize the Department of Justice. Someone who has openly applauded insurrectionists as patriots. Someone who has said that they will go after their political enemies. And applauds dictators, indicating that he would be one. So let's be really clear about what's at stake. And then, yes, of course, there is then a desire that let's get out there because we can't lose this democracy. We can't.
How do they say this stuff with a straight face? Right? They gave you the playbook for what they did to Donald Trump, what they're doing to you and me. Those who dare fight them on issues. Issues where we know we're right. This isn't, there's no negotiating room here. You can't let people invade your country. You can't give them the rights of citizens. You can't forget the people that do this legally. And, you know, I told you, I talked about it earlier. There's, the left doesn't see illegal immigration as illegal immigration. They see them as migrants that need to get in front of the line because there's the rich immigration system and there's the poor immigration system. And the poor immigration system deals with the downtrodden, those that are escaping persecution. You know, wearing designer jeans and shirts and have cell phones and stuff. So what? You notice those things, the nuance. You're just looking at the nuance. See, that rich education system that makes people wait years and they earn it and then they finally get here and they want to kiss the ground that we walk on, that people take for granted. Who cares about those people? So what? There's a waiting list of a million or so. Well, you know what they should do? They should go to Mexico and just jump the line and do what these ingrates are doing, these people that don't care. These people that say, to heck with your constitution and your laws. We know there are people in the system that fight for us and against you. And they're doing a better... I mean, think about this. These people don't vote in a single person and they get better rights than you get. In court, out of court, let an illegal hit you with their car. Watch what happens. Do you think they're paying for your car, the damage is done to you, or the vehicular manslaughter? You think they're going to jail? What do you think happens to them? They hit you. Have you ever had an illegal hit you, or do you know of anybody? I promise you this. You paid for it. They're not paying for it. The taxpayers pay for it. Let them do any whatever they do, whatever damage they do, you pay for it. If they happen to get hurt and go to the hospital, you think they pay? You pay for it. People are fed up. Here's the Chicago City Council people. This is a black woman, I believe. She is so upset because she's the one that knows the black folks got to deal with the fallout of what these people do.
I am anti-immigrant, illegal, call ICE, send them all back, wave them across the Rio Grande and don't obey our immigration and naturalization laws. And to see another group come over here, it's disgraceful. It is un-American. And these rules that you have, the rules, who made these rules? When did our ultimate vote for these rules? When did the people have time to participate in making these rules? And one of you all came over to me, Mr. Blakemore, we got little children. What about the black children in the ghetto? We got to make a future for them. These others will move them out. Move us out and then come in to compete with jobs, goods, and contracts and service. A historian called Anderson said that they have a negative effect on the black community. I'm strictly advocating for black people and call ICE on them. Trump, come in here. Clean this mess up. The most corrupt city in the United States is the city of Chicago. And that's not my...
Thank you, Mr. Blakemore, for your comments.
Mr. Blakemore. I chuckle because I know these people. I mean, I don't know him, but I know these people. I know when black folks get fed up, he's fed up. There is nothing you're going to tell him. He wants them out. And see, the media doesn't want to let you know that Mr. Blakemore is all throughout the hood. He represents so much of black America, it's a shame. And he's so right. I mean, these people... Should we play... Listen to, here's what Pelosi says about Joe Biden.
And joining us now to discuss the 2024 campaigns and also a lot more, former Speaker of the House, Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi of California. Madam Speaker, thanks so much for your time this morning. We have a lot to get to. And I want to start with the 2024 landscape. You have been at the center of Democratic messaging and strategy for so many years. And I'm interested. You made the point to my colleague Dana Bash a couple weeks ago that this is the moment where the president and his team need to get out more. They have a message. They have a resume. They need to start talking about it more. He's going to be in Pennsylvania today. Have you seen a shift in the message that you think is effective over the course of the last couple of weeks?
Yes. Well, now we are in the election year, and the president has been working very hard over the past 3 years to do what is necessary to meet the needs of the American people. Now he can go talk about it, and he has a lot to say. The kitchen table needs are what are the most important to families, but also make the biggest difference in elections. Look at the votes. Look at the job numbers. Over 14 million jobs created while he was president, unemployment reduced, inflation on the downturn, and I'm very proud of what's happening with health care. He has worked to reduce the cost of health care, whether through the Affordable Care Act or the cost of prescription drugs. People have to know, because their kitchen table needs are what are important to them. And the democracy message relates to the kitchen table. Democracy is a personal issue. Freedom of choice to have when and if you have a family. Freedom to enjoy your work, knowing you have a pension so that your family will be secure, the education of your children, the safety of the environment in which they live. He scores very high on all of those points. And many people are appreciating and enjoying it. They just are not giving him credit for it.
Welcome back. It's funny to hear Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats tout job creation, knowing that the number of jobs that had gone away due to COVID just came back, and Joe Biden has underperformed in job creation. His stock market has underperformed. His economy is the worst I've seen. You guys have heard me lament on this show very often, worst years of my life are under Biden, of my adult life are under Biden. I managed to keep a smile on my face, but let me tell you, some days it's tough. So what is she talking about? Here's Gavin Newsom. Listen to what he says. Who do you think should run against Biden? He's like, what? What are you talking about?
Who in their mind would want to run when you have someone of such esteem as our incumbent president of the United States, with a record of accomplishments and a man of character, a man of decency? I'm old school. Talk about loyalty. I'll go to ends of the earth for this guy. I really would.
It cracks me up when I hear him say something like that. It's just so ridiculous. But I want to play this final clip, and then we'll get out of this particular subject matter. But here's CBS reporters in New Hampshire. They were going to, I think, a grocery store, and they can't find anybody happy.
Yeah, so people are really bummed out about the economy here in New Hampshire, even if the overall big picture numbers are going in the right direction. And even if people's own personal experiences in general are going okay, there's a lot of gloom. And one of the reasons is food prices, for example, generally going up. And we talked to a bunch of people outside of a grocery store in Derry, New Hampshire. We couldn't find anybody feeling good about the economy. And that's just human nature. Psychologically, you go into a store, if you're paying more for items that you get every week, that really sticks with you. It really annoys you. It gets you down. People were upset about it. And so are they making it? Yeah, they're making it. But are they bothered by the fact that frozen OJ has gone up double digits and that steak on Friday is up double digits? Absolutely. And that's really driving people's perspective on things.
Democrats can hide, they can run, but they can't hide from this for very long. It's out there. The secret's out. And as Trump, what did he feel like? Did he think Joe Biden was going to be able to make it? And he said no. He was very quick. They said, do you think he'll be your opponent? Essentially, he was like, no. He goes, my personal opinion's no. You've heard me talk about it. Well, I've given you the information. He's starting another war, for goodness sakes, with Texas.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.